collaboration with Vocalis and with Jamie came about after Jamie, I think, had heard some of my music performed by a group from New York called New York Polyphony, four gentlemen. They've been here and sung in Buffalo before. And Jamie contacted me and asked me if I would be interested in considering submitting some music for him to listen to with a view to perhaps commissioning a piece for this 10th anniversary concert. And that is exactly what happened. And I wrote them a piece. And here we are.
Tell us about your piece. What can the audience expect? What's unique about it?
What's great about writing for a special group, a commission work, is that you can write for exactly those people for exactly that specific occasion. So what I've done is use elements of Gregorian chant, which are from an introit, a special piece for this very Sunday, the 3rd of June, and words from the Psalms, which are also appropriate for this liturgical time of year. So in a sense, the piece is very linked up to this time of year. And musically, it's a modern piece, but not in an atonal sense. So it should be interesting to the listeners, to the audience, but not in any way frightening or anything.
It's really meant to be a real sort of celebration of the end of our 10 years here. And so we're doing a lot of collaborating. The first collaboration is with an organization here in Buffalo called Camerata di Sant'Antonio, and it's a really wonderful chamber orchestra in town, directed by Chris Weber. And they're assisting us, and we're going to do Haydn's Nelson Mass, which is a wonderful, wonderful 40-minute work, and also a really famous coronation anthem by Handel called the Zadok the Priest.
Lord, save the king.
So that's the sort of the main core of what we're doing with the orchestra.
So that sounds like that piece will be recognizable.
Yeah, I think so. Both, I think, are fairly recognizable, but the Handel piece in particular, Zadok the Priest, is it's an anthem that was written for the coronation of George II, and it has been performed at every coronation since. So it has this very familiar sort of ring. If you are a classical music fan.
How long does it take you to put something like this together, and what do you need to do to focus and get it done?
Good question. It's really a combination of lots of different processes. It's assembling the text, finding appropriate words to sing, and then finding somewhere to start musically. And ideas can come from improvising at the keyboard, they can come from listening to other music. Really, it's inspiration is something which has many, many different sources. And from then on, it's a question of nitty-gritty work, putting the bits together. And it's great fun. It's a very enjoyable process. And I feel that my part of the work was done when I sent the email to Jamie with the finished score. And so that's what I said. It's the icing on the cake for me is to come and hear the piece and be able to make any small comments. But really, it's not my piece anymore. It's Vocalis and Jamie's piece. And I'll be in the audience. So I'm not the performer at all in this respect.
How important is it for you to bring in someone on an international level to Buffalo and for your audience and for those that are part of the group?
Well, for me, I think it goes both ways. I mean, it's a celebration for us, and that's what the piece represents. It's something that will always be attached to Vocalis. But on the other hand, it's also gratifying to be able to offer this to a composer that has done some really wonderful things already and support that work. This is our first commission, and it's been a great experience so far. And I think artistic organizations, if they can, have an obligation to try and support those that are creating new music. And it's something that we've spent quite a bit more time on this year in our 10th anniversary is focusing on local composers and this commissioned work here by Andrew.
Jamie and Andrew, thank you so much for being our guests.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. Thank you.